Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we clap our hands for the choir, please? Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for their lives. And really, we are blessed by your dedication. Praise the name of Jesus. So I am here to give you the word of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Yes. So our theme for today, for this month of International, by the way, we want to thank the congregation, the leadership of this church for giving us this chance once again, the international community to lead the service this month of November. Thank you so much for all the international who have dedicated themselves also to serve. We're led by our Pastor David, John. We thank you for that, Pastor. We thank you for the ushers. All the ushers are all our brother Samuel from Nigeria, brother Sydney from South Africa, or brother Emmanuel who lead the service from which country, brother? From Liberia. And the rest, I hope I have mentioned everybody. Sister Florence from where? Sister Florence is from Liberia. Our sister Loveline, who lead the service last Sunday, from Cameroon. Who else? I think I mentioned everybody. Our sister Rebecca from Uganda, and our sister Juliet, who has given us the announcement, is from Uganda. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Can I ask everybody to please stand for the reading of the word, which is taken from Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. Can we all read them together? Everyone, let us all read together the word of God. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful moment of, Lord, listening to your word, O God. We pray, Father God, that the Holy Spirit will take control of the preaching of your word. And unto you, Father God, we surrender this preaching. In Jesus' mighty name, this is our prayer. Amen. Let us all sit down. Hallelujah. So, this month of November is about gratitude, but particularly the subject for today, the title of today's, is true gratitude is tested and proven through challenging times. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. I'm going to read it in Amplified Version. Though the fig tree does not blossom, and there is no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive fails and fields produce no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there are no cattle in the stalls, yet I will choose to rejoice in the Lord. I will choose to shout in exultation in the victorious God of my salvation. Though we go through a lot of challenges, but we will choose to give thanks to the Lord. Amen? But what can this gratitude give us? Let us first know what is the meaning of gratitude. What is gratitude? So what is gratitude? It is a feeling created from an experience. It doesn't just come out from our inner being. No? You have to experience something. When we receive something favorable or just receive something favorable, thank you, Lord. Amen? If something wonderful is happening or just happening, it is naturally coming out from our inner being, that feeling of gratitude, that attitude of gratitude. Because gratitude is the ultimate state of receiving. So when you receive, automatically you are happy and you say thank you. Try. Tell your kid, I will give you this one. But say the magic word. I used to do that to my children. When I give them something wonderful, I will tell them, what is the magic word? Please, Mama. That's the magic word. So as soon as you have given them the thing, they will be jumping, thank you, mama. But give them medicine, a bitter one. They will get angry. So something sweet, not something wonderful, creates gratitude within us. Okay? But how about gratitude in difficult times? What happened when gratitude, how do you thank God when you are in difficult times? It's difficult, yeah? Have you tried that? Can you say, thank you, Lord, you have taken my mom? Thank you, Lord, I have this accident. Thank you, Lord, I have this pain. It's difficult, right? Gratitude in challenging time needs an effort. You have to say it even if you are crying. Amen? Because true faith is not proven in good times, but in how we give thanks during the hard ones. When you are okay, when things are okay, when you have food in the table, when everybody is healthy, the thank you is even not with emotion, right? Just thank you with nothing, no emotion from within. But when you go through difficult times, the thank you will have a meaning. Amen? So as we have read in Habakkuk 13, let us see what happened. Habakkuk was saying, there's no fig trees. You know, in Jerusalem, in Judah, fig trees, vines, and olives are their food. Like here in Africa, matoke. Is it matoke? No? Plantain, maize is the main food. What if there's no more maize in the farm? Nothing is coming. Huh? This is what Habakkuk was saying. No? Fields, no food, meaning there is no food in the house. People will be hungry. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Sheep and cattle were the sources of clothing, milks, and sacrifices in Israel. Without them, they cannot go to the temple to sacrifice. They need a sheep to sacrifice. No? So, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 describes that everything is collapsed. That is what Habakkuk was saying. Are you going through this kind of troubles? Are you going through this kind of troubles? But how hard it is? How hard is your trouble? How hard are your troubles? In the Philippines, September 30, we have the strong earthquake, 7.9 magnitude. All the buildings were collapsed. And then 2 weeks after, the super typhoon came. Have you seen in the picture? Houses were underwater. Cars were floating in the water. Devastation. That is in the Philippines. How about in Congo? How hard it was on January 2025 when the war came. Was it so hard? You have to transfer all your things, carry your babies and everything. And when you come back, there's no more house. You don't have anything anymore. Hallelujah. But let me tell you my story. Let me tell you my story. My second child, my only daughter, is Rebecca. She loves to dance. She's a tambourine dancer. She's a prophetic dancer. She's also the leader of the children's ministry. She is studying medicine and she's graduating this year. She will be a full-fledged doctor by next year. But 2 years ago, she was diagnosed with psoriasis. You know what is psoriasis? Disease in the skin. It is because of her immune system. We cried, Lord, of all, our doctor is having problems in her health. But we thank the Lord. She is very active. She studies the whole night because she studies medicine. So one time when we were in the doctor's office, the doctor said, it's because of stress, that's why your psoriasis is very active. But I said, Doc, you cannot tell my daughter to stop studying. She has to finish her medicine. So we keep thanking the Lord. The last review she had was that the doctor was surprised. The doctor said, "That's not psoriasis. Because you know what is the skin of psoriasis? It's all over the body, pink color with rashes. But she doesn't have those." And we thank the Lord for that. And we keep thanking the Lord. So that's my story. I don't know what your story. Can you just look at the person beside you? Look at the person beside you. Look at the person beside you. Look at the person beside you. You think he has gone through a lot of things? Do you think he has hard times? You don't know. But please tell the person beside you, "I thank God for your presence. I thank God for your presence." Because thanking God can change everything. So the next slide says, crisis can make us more grateful. But research says gratitude also helps us cope with crisis. I asked God, "Why is it that when I thank you, all those, you know, I have gone through a lot of things last few weeks because of what is going on with the UN, the cutting of our post, and we don't know if our post will be terminated. I don't know, maybe this will be my last month here in Congo." So we have gone through a lot of stress. So I have gone that through that stress that I cannot understand myself. You know, those, I don't know, they called it panic attack. And I never knew that is that I have panic attack. So when I started to kneel down, I say, "Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you." Those panic attacks gone. So I said, "God, am I just telling my brothers, just thank the Lord? No, just thank the Lord. Things will be okay." But the Lord has led me to study more. So I went through studies. I read research. So cultivating an attitude of gratitude builds up a sort of psychological immune system that cautions us when we fall. So every time that we say, "Thank you, Lord," the body releases some chemicals that tells the brain to control your feelings. That brain, the hypothalamus part of the body, I don't want to tell you all the details, but there's something that is happening in our body, that this body will release chemicals and will tell your brain to control your emotion, and you will feel okay. Let us clap our hands to the Lord. Clap our hands to the Lord, for He has created us wonderfully. Imagine God created this body, every part of this body for a purpose. And when you are so tired and you are going through trials, when you say, "Thank you, Lord," the Lord will control our emotion. Amen? It is according to the study. There is a scientific evidence that grateful people are more resilient to stress, whether minor everyday hassles or major personal issues. People who always say thank you are different from those people who always complain. Have you heard that? Have you seen that? People who always smile, even if they have trials, they are more resilient to stress. They are more able to fight stress. Amen? Praise God, for gratitude helps. Gratitude helps. Amen? In the face of demoralization, when you are so down because of so many trials in our lives, gratitude has the power to energize. Imagine when you just say, "Thank you, Lord," you are energized. So when you wake up in the morning, you remember that, "Oh my God, I have this pain, no? I have this problem," when you wake up in the morning. But as soon as you remember to thank the Lord, that is how wonderful God is. He made this body wonderful. That when you say thank you, it changes, no? It gives energy when you say thank you, Lord. In the face of brokenness, gratitude has the power to heal. Imagine, hallelujah, when you say, "Lord, thank you for this pain," healing will start. In the face of despair, gratitude has the power to bring hope. And our hope is in Christ. Amen. In other words, gratitude can help us cope with hard times. Tell your brother and sister beside you. I thank you. I thank you. Tell the brothers and sisters beside you, I thank you for your presence. Thank you for the gift of presence. For you don't know what have that brother and sister gone through, but they are still here in the church standing. Amen? We thank the Lord for that. So, gratitude changes everything. Hallelujah. Can you just close your eyes and say, thank you, Lord? Put your hands in your chest and say 3 times, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen? Things are changing in your body when you say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen? So let us see the experience of our brother Paul and Silas. They were in prison, no? In Acts 16, verses 25-26. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing. Imagine, they were beaten. They were arrested for something that they did not do. They were beaten and arrested, and they were put in jail. And this is what they did. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there were a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened and everything chained was loosed. So, when you praise God, even if you are in trials and tribulations, even if you're in challenging moment, things is happening. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So why gratitude matters? Why gratitude makes sense? Why? Why should I thank God when I am going through a lot of this trouble? When I am in pain? When my post is about to be cut? When members of the family died? Why should I give thanks? Why gratitude makes sense? Because gratitude is anchored not in your circumstances, but in an unchanging character of God. Amen? Hallelujah. As if you are not happy. Huh? So our gratitude is anchored not on our circumstances, not on the things that is happening in our lives, but it is anchored to the unchanging character of God. That's why Habakkuk said in Habakkuk 3, verse 18, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Even though I go through these trials, I will still choose to praise my God. I will still choose to thank God because He's an unchanging God. Amen? Amen. Okay. So why gratitude makes sense? Because God's faithfulness remains intact when earthly supports crumble. Even though the earthquake comes, the typhoons comes, the war comes, the sickness comes, hallelujah, our God remains faithful. Amen? Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22-23. Though the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed. Through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed. Because His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So gratitude is not about ignoring the pain. I'm not telling you to give thanks to the Lord and forget about your pain. No. Go through your pain. That's all right. Tell God you are in pain. Tell God you are sad. Tell God you are sorrows. Tell God you are confused. That's okay. Yeah, gratitude is not about ignoring pain. But when we give thanks, we shift our focus from what we have to God. We shift our focus from the hardship that we have to God. Who is God? The faithful God. Who is God? The generous God. Who is God? Whose love is steadfast. Amen? So that's why it's important that we give thanks to the Lord. Amen? So the practical ways. So what are the practical ways to cultivate gratitude? Yeah, I told you gratitude in hard times is difficult. It doesn't come out easily. But how do we cultivate gratitude? One, you try to remember the past times, like what Habakkuk said. No, he released down, he lost this one, this one was not there, the food is not there, the animals are not there. We can also do the same. Remember your past hard times. And remember how God has helped you. And look and remember where you are now. You have passed through those things because of God. Amen? You passed through all the trials because of God. Number two, remember past provisions. Write down everything, how the Lord met your needs. Speak scriptures aloud, like Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for those who love God. Serve someone else. You know, when you're serving someone who are in need, you can see when the person that you are serving and say thank you, you can your situation will change. Amen? So sing even a whispered hymn like, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Yes. Has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is Lord. I'm not a good singer actually, but I'm trying. So those hymns can help us. In times of trouble, whisper songs. It will help us. Amen? It will strengthen us. And now I'm going to my conclusion. Hard seasons may strip away health, income, or relationships, but they cannot touch the Savior who promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? When the modern equivalents of figs, vines, and herds disappear, like the house, the cell phone, the Wi-Fi, the Google, the AI, whatever it is that is helping you in your job, when things are gone, when your career is gone, hallelujah, let us say, I will rejoice in the Lord. Amen? That deliberate gratitude declares that our hope is rooted in the Lord only. Amen? Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord bless everyone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can do better than that. Put your hands together and give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Sister Jima, thank you so much for the word. The Bible said gratitude pleases God. And I'm a testimony to that. Gratitude pleases God so much.